life swing, the screaming blue demons pieces our profession, that sort of thing. Newt clutched his head. The euphoria was definitely fading. If Agnes is right, then there's probably some madman in there right now, winding up all the missiles and knocking the governor balls off, or whatever they've got. No, there isn't, said Anathema firmly. Oh, yes, I've seen films. Name me one good reason why you can be so sure. There aren't any bombs there, or missiles. Everyone round here knows that. But it's an airbase. It's got runways. That's just for transport planes and things. All they've got up there is communications gear, radios and stuff. Nothing explosive at all. Newt stared at her. Look at Crowley, doing 110 miles per hour on the M40 heading towards Oxfordshire. Even the most resolutely casual observer would notice a number of strange things about him. The clenched teeth, for example, or the dull red glow coming from behind his sunglasses. And the car. The car was a definite hint. Crowley had started the journey in his Bentley, and he was damned if he wasn't going to finish it in the Bentley as well. Not that even the kind of car buff who owns his own pair of motoring goggles would have been able to tell it was vintage Bentley. Not anymore. They wouldn't have even been able to tell it was a Bentley. They would only offer 50-50 that it had ever even been a car. There was no paint left on it for a start. It might still have been black, where it wasn't a rusty, smudged reddish brown, but this was a dull charcoal black. It travelled in its own ball of flame, like a space capsule making a particularly difficult re-entry. There was a thin skin of crusted, melted rubber left all around the metal wheel rims, but seeing that the wheel rims were still somehow riding an inch above the road surface, this didn't seem to make an awful lot of difference to the suspension. It should have fallen apart miles back. It was the effort of holding it together that was causing Crowley to grit his teeth, and the biospatial feedback that was causing the bright red eyes. That and the effort of having to remember not to start breathing. He hadn't felt like this since the 14th century. The atmosphere in the quarry was friendlier now, but still intense. You've got to help me sort it out, said Adam. People have been trying to sort it out for thousands of years, but we've got to sort it out now. They nodded helpfully. You see, the thing is, said Adam, the thing is, it's like, well, you know Greasy Johnson? The them nodded. They all knew Greasy Johnson and the members of the other gang in Lower Tadfield. They were older and not very pleasant. Hardly a week went by without a skirmish. Well, said Adam, we always win, right? Nearly always, said Wensleydale. Nearly always, said Adam. And more than half, anyway, said Pepper. Cos, you remember, when there was all that fuss over the old folks' party in the village hall, when we... That doesn't count, said Adam. They got told off just as much as us. Anyway, old folks are supposed to like listening to the sound of children playing. I read that somewhere. I don't see why we should have got told off just because we got the wrong kind of old folks. He paused. Anyway, we're better than them. Oh, we're better than them, said Pepper. You're right about that. We're better than them, all right. We just don't always win. Just suppose, said Adam slowly, that we could beat them properly. Get them sent away or something. Just make sure there's no more old gangs in Lower Tadfield apart from us. What do you think about that? What? You mean he'd be dead? Said Brian. No, just gone away. The them thought about this. Greasy Johnson had been a fact of life ever since they'd been old enough to hit one another with a toy railway engine. They'd tried to get their minds around the concept of a world with a Johnson-shaped hole in it. Brian scratched his nose. I reckon it'd be brilliant without Greasy Johnson, he said. Remember what he did at my birthday party? And I got into trouble about it. I don't know, said Pepper. I mean, it wouldn't be so interesting without old Greasy Johnson and his gang, when you think about it. We've had a lot of fun with old Greasy Johnson and the Johnsonites. We'd probably have to find some other gang or something. Seems to me, said Wensleydale, that if you ask people in Lower Tadfield, they'd say they'd be better off without the Johnsonites or the them. Even Adam looked shocked at this. Wensleydale went on stoically, the old folks' club would, and Picky, and... But we're the good ones, Brian began. He hesitated. Well, all right, he said, but I bet they'd think it'd be a jolly sight less interesting if we all weren't here. Yes, said Wensleydale. That's what I mean. People round here don't want us or the Johnsonites, he went on morosely. The way they're always going on about us just riding our bikes or skateboarding on their pavements and making too much noise and stuff. It's like the man said in the